inviting our friend, Michelle, Reverend Michelle Senegal, who will be today sharing with us on creating our reality and a white stone ceremony. So she is going to begin today with a piece of music, and then we'll go from there. So welcome, Michelle, and take it away.
Thank you. Let me get all set up here. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to 2021. And my talk today is creating our reality. And then, of course, we are going to then participate in White Stone Ceremony. So let's start out with this quote by the Buddha. We are what we think, and all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world. And so the reason I played that song to get us in the mindset of creating our reality, because our thoughts and our beliefs are the causation for what is made manifest in our lives. So I'm going to stop sharing right now, just talk to you all for a while. Great. So we create our reality with every thought, and what we experience in life begins within our own minds. Our state of consciousness limits or promotes our well-being. Therefore, the degree of our spiritual awareness, our insights, our perceptions, our knowledge, and most importantly, our standards of behavior, how we show up, how we engage, all of that are the treasures from which we build our lives. And we can only create what we think about most often, what we construct. We built from the bricks of our thoughts our current reality, nothing else. So, what we give our attention to most often is what we are attracting into our experience. You've heard that a lot. And I mention that now because it's so easy, you all, based on all of the negative statistics, based on the fact that we have been in this pandemic for what, 9 months or more now, it's very easy to think about loss of life, to think about the illness itself and being fearful that you might contract it. But I want to remind you, as long as you are having those thoughts, you are inviting the conditions into your life experience. And so I encourage you to think on the things that you desire. And like everyone else, we're all human, and we have our moments, but don't stay there. Don't allow the negativity to become what it is that just preoccupies your thinking, because you are setting up that's the causation. So you're setting up the mold for the laws of existence to bring to fruition the very things that you're giving your thought to. And so when we fully grasp the fact that what we think, feel, and do is conscious energy that gives form to the entire fabric of our experiences, then we are actually more in control of our destiny, because these thoughts, these feelings, these emotions are the driving force behind all that happens in our experiences. So in the words of the song that we often sing in preparation for meditation, our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Take charge of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. and every thought becomes a prayer. And so the reason why I incorporate that reminder at this time is because we believe that our prayers are always answered. And so if that is our belief and we are thinking negatively, that's just another way of praying. But we're doing this on an unconscious level, but the law doesn't understand that. The laws of existence don't make those kind of distinctions. They just act, they just do, they just create. So what I know is that we can take steps to create better selves, to create a better life, to create a better world. And it's a simple process, but not an easy one. So let me talk a little bit about that. The first thing that we have to do is we have to set the intention. We have to decide what it is we want to experience, what we want to do, what we want to be, what we want to have. And we do that on a conscious level. And so what happens then is we are controlling the stream of thought, which will be allowed admittance into our creative minds. And so we talk a lot about being co-creators because, of course, we are working with the universal law. So we are co-creating that which we are allowing in, that which we are receptive to. So the idea ignites an internal movement. And according to law, every time this movement takes place within universal mind, it creates. So we have access to the same power, you all, that molds the planets. Yes, we do. And to me, just knowing that empowers me. If we have access to that power that can align all the stars, what can I do in my own experience? And the wonderful thing is we have access to it. The question is, are we tapping into it? Are we tapping into it consciously and consistently? The limit to our ability to use this power is not in principle, but rather in our understanding and our acceptance of this power. Our thought in its externalization will reach its own level. And each one of us today is the result of knowingly or unknowingly utilizing the power to create. So this is how the creative process works. You've heard a lot about creative process. This is how it works. First is the thought, right? And so then the thought creates the mold within the medium. The medium is that subjective, moldable part that then becomes objectified, that then becomes what it is that we have, what we experience in our reality. So whatever we think, believe, feel, visualize, imagine, say, or consistently do, is going into the subjective state of our thought, which of course is then individualized. Each one of us has our own DNA. Each one of us has our own footprint. Each one of us has our own experience. So we then individualize use of the universal mind that's available to everyone. When we master that, and mastering that means that we are conscious most of the time in terms of what it is we are doing, then we are in much more control of our own destinies, and I believe we create our realities. So because we put our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings and our energy out into the universe, we also have the wherewithal to remake our worlds. And if you believe in oneness, remake the world. If there are enough people with the same thoughts or similar thoughts and they reach critical mass, we can create the kind of world that we want to live in. the kind of world we want to have. And we don't do this by, you know, denying, you know, all of the conditions that we wish not to have. No, we acknowledge that they are there, but we don't let them control us. We don't let them consume us, and we don't absorb them. And what I want you to know is that the laws of existence are real. They have been since the beginning of time, and they always will be. And so we want to be forever mindful that at any moment we can work with the law to heal, to reveal, to support us, to sustain us. And that is what I have been thinking about a lot, moving out of 2020 and moving into 2021. I do have control over what I experience. There are so many other things that I don't, that are external to me. I can't control the weather. I wish I could. However, what I can control is my diet. My diet of thought is what I'm referring to. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that. That's just a refresher. That's just a reminder that we are forever creating. We are forever praying and therefore manifesting in accordance with our thoughts and our beliefs and our feelings. But there are two things I want you to take away from what I've said. You are bound by nothing except your thought and your belief. You are bound by nothing except your thought and your belief. And you can change the trend of causation, which has been set in motion by your thoughts and your beliefs at any time by changing them. If you don't like the result or the effect that you're getting, then change the thought, change the causation. The power of right thinking helps us to do that as well. And right thinking is always available to us. However, again, we have to be alert, awake, and aware to it. It cancels and erases everything unlike itself. It answers every question, solves all problems, and is a solution to every difficulty. But what is right thinking? Very, very simply put, at Unity, it's affirmed every single Sunday, there is one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. That's right thinking. And so to think about conditions and circumstances that you don't want to welcome in, you're actually using the law in reverse. Because again, the law is just going to do what you instruct it to do, and your instruction comes through your thoughts. So instead of talking about creating the life that we want, creating the year that we want, let's be about it. And being about it means that we're going to participate in some spiritual practice to ready us for the very thing that we say we want to have, to be, or to do. So let's create an amazing 2021 together. And the way that we're going to do that is we're going to prepare for the White Stone Ceremony. Let me just share a little bit of background information. Most of you know it, but we have some guests here who may not be familiar with it. The White Stone Ceremony is actually an ancient ritual. And when Jesus lived among us, and someone served time in prison or bondage of some kind, when the prisoners received their white stone upon their release, they were given a new lease on life. And so today our white stone ceremony provides an opportunity for us to detach from our self-imposed prisons. And what's a self-imposed prison? It's a limited thought. I can't do that. I can't have it. Oh, that's happening. That precludes me. Those are all self limiting thoughts. So you have the power of imagination, one of the 12 powers. And the thing about imagination, you all, is it's unlike our knowledge. Our knowledge is limited. Our knowledge is finite. Our imagination is limitless. So just imagine what it is that you want to do, to be, and to have. So this white stone ceremony provides us that opportunity. And the white stone also signifies, you all, our personal freedoms from worry, from doubt, from uncertainty, and from fear. Our white stone is literally our clean slate. And this idea of the white stone comes from Revelations 2:17. So in this chapter in Revelations, John talks about the people being given a new nature or a new name. And again, this is once they were released from their incarceration. And so the scripture begins, "Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches." This ear is not referring to an outer ear, but the ear of the soul. This refers to the ear that hears the still small voice as it whispers to us. And as we develop this inner listening quality, we do so by getting out of our heads, out of our intellect, and connecting with our hearts. And we do this through conscious prayer and meditation. So I'm going to share that scripture with you. "Let everyone who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying. Everyone who is victorious shall eat of the hidden manna, the secret nourishment from heaven. And I will give to each a white stone, and on the stone will be engraved a new name that no one else knows except the one receiving it." And that particular reading comes from the Living Bible. So some other tools that we can use to overcome and correct limited or error thinking, of course, are our use of denials and affirmations. And in New Thought, we talk a lot about affirmations. We write them, we recite them. I don't think we give enough credence to denials. So I'm going to speak a little bit about both, but I'm going to start with denials. Denial is the mental act of knowing that any negative condition need not be. Denial clears the way for a realization of truth with a capital T. It's a wiping out of wrong thinking and reasoning, and it's preparatory to building positive, constructive affirmations. The need for denials cease as our thought rises to a level of spiritual perception and discernment. See, not everybody is at that place. You know, they're looking around, they're absorbing negativity and what's going on. And so it just feels fake and it just feels phony for them to affirm that which they want, the opposite of that. And so that's why denials exist. Denials help you to go to that place. It's the preparation for building more positive, constructive affirmations. So if you ever find yourself there, you know, I don't see it. I just can't get with this. I'm not taking on the feeling of this. Then start out with your denials. What you want to do is you want to disempower the conditions that are existing that you have on some level bought into. They have no power over you. In one of the classes that I've taught over the years, it's called From Fear to Faith. And we actually get our whole body into it. And you all can do this too. So you start out, you think about that thing that has power over you, and you don't want it to have power over you. It might be fear, right? It might be uncertainty about the future, because we have been, you know, under the black cloud of COVID-19 for almost a year, right? So what you do is you physically, you stand up and you say, you know, COVID-19, I denounce you. You know, you get your body into it. They refer to that as a mantra. I denounce you. And then with the other hand, you welcome in that which you want. You know, life abundant, I welcome you. I denounce you, COVID-19, and all of the ugliness and all of the loss that you brought in. However, I'm turning my back to it. You are literally turning my back to that. And I am welcoming in that which I want. I want life more abundant. So I share that with you because sometimes we just need more than just the prayer. And so we add power to the prayer with movement. So practice your mantra whenever you are so inclined. And so what is affirmation? Affirmation is to know that it is so. It is a deep level of knowing. It's that level below even believing. But you have to start someplace. You might even start with hope, right? You hope and then you believe and then you know. And you know with every aspect of your being that it is so. And so to maintain this belief as being true in the face of all evidence to the contrary, you repeat your affirmations. And it leads your mind to that state of awareness where it accepts it, where you begin to embody and really begin to embrace these ideas. And when we use these tools, we must do so with the intention of training our minds to connect with our true nature. And what is our true nature? It is of the divine. Instead of those erroneous beliefs and negative thoughts and emotions. But training our minds is a discipline, like any skill that we have to work to develop. It requires practice. It requires mindfulness. And so we have to do this consistently. So when you catch yourself going negative, you can correct it by simply ushering in a new, different, and positive thought. Charles Fillmore taught that the correct use of denial and affirmation will eventually spiritualize your whole intellect. So if you're constantly using denials for those things that you don't want to have any power over you, and then you affirm that which you want, eventually this becomes your way of being. So the next verse in Revelations 2:17 says, to everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna. To all who see beyond appearances, I will give all that you need to live. This is God's promise, you all. And what I know is that God's promise is so much more powerful than any of these conditions that we are witnessing. So live with that promise. Challenge God to make good on that promise. But you have to be a co-creator. You have to work with the divine. And in so doing, you can create a wonderful life. To everyone who conquers is another way of saying anyone who can turn away from conditions, who can overcome adversity. You're at war, but it's not an outer war. It's more of that inner war. You know, it's when we have the internal conflict. This is what I want, but this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm observing and absorbing. And so you have that tug going on. And so utilize the tools to bring you to that place of calm, that place of knowing, that place of affirming, that place of allowing spirit to work through you, in you, as you. And so this war that I talk about It is the inner war. And when we surrender to the Christ consciousness that is available to us by going within, by being in the silent, then we conquer our doubts and our fears. So what a paradox. Only in surrender is there victory over situations and circumstances. It's not an outer surrender or an outer victory, but an inner surrender and inner victory. And it's letting go of worry, letting go of uncertainty. And it is allowing God to be God as us. So the COVID-19 pandemic poses an existential threat to our very way of life. The countless tragedies caused by this crisis is heartbreaking. What is even more alarming is that it's happening at a time when some believe in the world that we are becoming less resilient. What does that mean? That means that we're losing our ability to bounce back, to get up quickly when something takes us aback or something knocks us down. But the way that we build this hardiness, the way that we restore our personal resilience is through our spiritual practices. When we put COVID-19 into a broader context, the current uncertainty is the latest in the string of disruptions to life as we used to know it. But there are solutions. But we can't arrive at those solutions if we don't rise above the conditions in our thinking. So we have to engage in those practices to transcend what is going on. So for instance, we are in a situation where we can't worship in person. There's a solution to our problem. But if we just stayed in that place of, oh my God, we can't do what we used to do. Oh, woe is me. Oh, all sense of normalcy is gone. Then these ideas would not be available to us. But they are, because we transcend these conditions and these circumstances. And so we're going to participate in White Stone Ceremony virtually, because we have the technology to do so. So I am now going to play a song, and the song is called The Prayer, because I want to get us into that feeling nature of the power of prayer, the power of belief, the power of knowing before we actually start writing on our white stone and listening for the message to write upon the white stone. So we're going to stop recording for. So the next part of the scripture, Revelation 2:17 says, "And I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." This is referring to the name or the word that Spirit whispers to you and only you when in prayer or meditation in response to questions that you have. At this time in history, over 2,000 years ago, people believed that they had overcome their worldly circumstances when they made connection with the divine and when they received a new name. That new name was written on the white stone. The name was given directly from God. And it doesn't come necessarily in a word. It could be a feeling, and you have to come up with a word to describe the feeling. It could be a vision. It could be a dream. Spirit uses all of the senses to communicate to us. And this new nature that these once imprisoned people stepped into offered them freedom from the past, freedom from error thinking, freedom from incarceration, and for us, freedom from the bondage of limited thinking. So now you get to listen for the name, for the word, for the nature that God wants to express through you. So you all, hopefully you have a white stone or some reasonable facsimile. And I just want you to hold it in your palms as we prepare for this guided meditation. So let's take the journey within, holding on to your white stone, and I will guide you. There is a power and a presence that created all things, where nothing before existed. And in this consciousness of joy, victory, and overcoming, I know that the Father and I are one. And it's in this white stone consciousness, I remember what God said to Moses, I am that I am. And in this higher I am consciousness, I, and I'm speaking for all of us because there's only one of us here, I experience a new realization of my true I am nature. I receive the hidden mana or realize my full potential. I know with conviction that my every need is supplied. And by consciously surrendering, letting go of what no longer serves me well, I am creating an avenue for the newness of life, the freshness of life to enter into my thoughts. And by continuing my spiritual practice of prayer, meditation, of denial and affirmation, I remember that God is the source of all there is. And what I know is God is all there is. There is nothing else, regardless of what is appearing in the world. And as I surrender and allow the divine to speak to me, I make space for the unlimited possibilities to be made manifest in my life. In creating space in my consciousness, I open myself to endless ideas, visions, and dreams. And so I, Michelle, invite you now to consciously invoke the activity of spirit, the very spirit of the Most High God, to pour love and peace and joy and wisdom and security into your hearts and your minds right now. So just be silent, if you would, for a few minutes. I'm going to time it for about 3 minutes. And so I ask you, did you hear the still small voice? Perhaps it whispered to you a new entrepreneurial venture, a new career, a new belief, a new quality, a new ministry, or simply a word that spirit desires to be expressed through you. So just give your ego one more moment of rest so that you can surrender to the divine guidance that you received and allow your divine holy self to come through. Just another moment. And so, when you are ready, open your eyes and write upon the stone. It could be one word, it could be a phrase, a sentence. Maybe you draw a symbol or an icon. But this is your time. Write upon the white stone your new name or your new nature. And so give thanks now in your own way. Maybe you don't have absolute clarity, but a question was raised for you to ponder further that will give you insight into what is yours to express as only you can. And I remind you that this is a symbol, and it is a constant reminder of your new life, the way you say you want to live your life. So also see this as a symbol of your new nature, one of faith, one of peace, prosperity, or hope, or love. And feel the presence of the consciousness of the Christ and know your oneness with it. And feel that loving presence as it surrounds you, as it supports you, as it supplies your every need. Know that in every moment you are safe, you are secure, and you are sustained by the loving hands of the Most High. Behold, the Christ of God in each of us says, I make all things new. So if you return to this time, this place, this space, I'll say a few words to close us out. Today we freed ourselves to live more fully, to live more consciously, being aware of the activity of spirit as it expresses in, through, and as us. And in this recognition, we release ourselves from the prison of limiting thoughts about ourselves, about each other, and about our world. And anytime you look at your white stone, realize that you have the gift of choice. You can choose to be a victim or to be a victor. I choose victory because I live life knowing God's promise, and I know that God makes good on all its promises. So John wrote in the book of Revelation that the white stone carries your spiritual identity and offers a deeper awareness of what God has planned for you in the coming days. No one in the entire universe, except you and God, knows what this word is, or this phrase, or this new undertaking, or this new nature is. But it's come to you, or it's come through you. So embody it. It's God's way of calling you to be all that you want to be, to do all that you want to do. And you can have all that you want to have. It's a whispering from your soul that you are so much more than you have let come into expression thus far. So I remind you that a new year begins, new beginnings, and fresh starts. And if you can let go of the past, and I mean let go, get rid of the past, you can embrace the new. You can embrace new perspectives and new ideas and new possibilities. You can gain a fresh look, more hope-filled about the future and all the wonderful possibilities that it holds. With the new year comes 365 new and exciting days to mark your destiny. Let us pray. Father, Mother Life, you are my life, my constant protection, my health, my every need supplied, and my highest inspiration. Thankfulness flows over me as I receive my new name and my new charge. I know that along with it comes the power and the guidance to achieve it. This is my new garment, this garment of the Christ consciousness. And with every prayer, I become increasingly receptive to it. I am on the path of greater insights. I am on the path of a deeper awareness of the presence of God as me. I behold all things because they are made new. And I take this white stone as a symbol, as a reminder of that truth. Then it will be so. And so it is. Amen. And Ashe. And I thank you.
So thank you, Michelle. We are very grateful to you this morning and to the 55 people who joined us this morning.
Yay!
That's pretty exciting in and of itself.
Indeed.
So while we're in this place of gratitude and feeling blessed by your words with us, I'd like to invite everybody to take a moment to hold either in your mind or in your heart your offering for the Unity Center of Light. We are grateful in advance for all the good that we know that we have been doing through this center with your love and generosity. So many of you know this blessing. Some of you do, some of you don't. But just please join me in the nature of it as we've been affirming today, our new nature. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. And so it is. Amen. All right, everyone. So we do have a little bit of time left to do some sharing, but I want to share a couple of light notes with you first. Our Keeping the High Watch prayer pause is continuing on weekdays at 4 p.m. We want to say thank you to the dedicated crew who continues to keep that opportunity there for holding all of us in prayer, including our world. The Course in Miracles resumes on this Tuesday at 7 p.m. from their holiday break. The information on both of those activities is in your e-newsletter and also in the update that Patty sends out during the week as well. This coming Wednesday evening, we are beginning a once a month feature on one of our 12 powers. For January, it'll be the power of faith, and we'll be doing that on the first Wednesday of every month. Next week, next Sunday, we have another very special guest speaker that I know Michelle is fond of as well, Jackie Woodside. And she has invited two of her good friends, Reverend Shipley Allinson, who's a retired Unity minister, and also guest musician Meg Rain to join her. So we're going to have another live Zoom next Sunday with Jackie Woodside. And I'd like for a moment, I'm having a little trouble with my video here, so I can't see Michelle. Christine. Christine, are you there for us?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you. We wanted to give Christine an opportunity. I'm trying to give you a new name today, Christine. give her an opportunity to share with us about something exciting.
Good morning, everyone from Inglewood, California. I still miss you, but I'm here in spirit. I wanted you to know that I have been trying to live my best life, and I have launched a new website, and I'm continuing with my coaching business. So please check out my website at www.christineaharper.com. This month, we will be releasing a book entitled Women Who Boss Up, Health, Wellness, and Lifestyle. And it's a collaboration with 15 other women who have bossed up in their lives. So go to my website, you can pre-order the book, or you can just send me a message through the website, christineaharper.com. And Reverend Michelle, wow, that was powerful this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Reverend Michelle also put your website address in the chat box.
Thank you.
For anybody who wants to check that out further. And thank you for sharing your new nature with us today, Christine. So I'd like to invite anybody who wants to raise their hand and share anything in particular. We have a few minutes about this experience for you. If you'd like to share what your new name or nature is, or if you'd like to just share in general with us. I know there's got to be someone.
Well, I'll get the conversation started. This is my stone from last year, and I share with you all that I painted it white so I'd have a clean slate, but guess what? I got the same message. and the message is to, you know, go in faith, to live in faith. And there is just so much power in that, because it for me, it just, it grows this confidence that all is going to be well, you know, regardless of appearances, all is going to be well, because I have my faith and my faith is strong. So Jackie is there, my beloved Jackie.
Hi.
Your hand is raised. Did you want to get in there and say something?
I do. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
I just want to say, first of all, I'm so blessed and grateful that I was able to find out about this White Stone ceremony. When Michelle and I were talking a couple of weeks ago, she mentioned, I was like, I want to be in it. Can you send, can I be? So anyways, I was so excited. I'm calling, I'm here in Quebec, Canada, by the way, my new residence, temporary, possibly permanent. But anyhow, so I've been with my friend Chantel, who was my godmother's dear friend, who's passed away this year. And I shared with her this ceremony, and she was like, cool. So we're running around about a week ago. I thought the ceremony was last Sunday. And so we're running around Saturday night looking for white stones. Well, you can't find a white stone in Quebec at this time of year. We're buried in 12 inches of snow. So Chantel came up with this idea. She's looking around the house for something white. So she found two white candles. And Chantel is right here, by the way.
Hi.
Hi, Chantel. Does her best with her English. But anyway, so she finds two white candles. She says, you know, we could light the white candles and let our intentions go up. I thought, how beautiful. I got to share that with Michelle. So she got a white candle. Well, I went to my car and found a little white stone. I didn't, my dad. I got a little white stone and a little green glue marker. There's her candle. Oh, yes. So she took her candle and wrote down her new name. Yes. And we came up with our names a week ago.
Oh, that's.
So we had all week for these names to settle and say, is this really the one? And so anyhow, I then sent a mass email out to all my contacts last night and was like, y'all gotta come, and gave my 2 cents. So I'm like really passionate about this new name, White Stone. Anyways, my new name is, ready? TT, which I did a compound word, I cheated. Okay. So it's Turbo Turtle.
Okay.
So I tend to be turbo type. But I really have enjoyed a year of becoming a turtle in my life and going at a turtle's pace, but moving forward. And so I have a new exciting venture of publishing my first book, writing first. I'm in the process. But so I want to, I'm on a move with this. I'm excited. And the group I joined to help me and through the process claims to be turbo. And I'm like, okay, I like turbo, but I love my turtle. So that's how I came up with Turbo Turtle.
Well, thank you, Jackie. And thanks for being with us. I so appreciate you. You also, we've gone international because, as she mentioned, she lives in Quebec. So yay.
Yay. And bilingual here. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anybody thank else you. Have any words on your heart? Or
we have Cheryl McLean.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That was beautiful, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
But I wanted to say this because I've heard so many people put 2020, yes, it's in the past, but it was a stepping stone to get me to 2021. And there was, in the midst of all of the negativity, there were some great things that happened for me in 2020. And I had to remind myself of that. I was so busy saying, God, I just wish this year is over. And then it's like, wait a minute. I've done real big things in my business, in my personal life, in my family life. And those were the things that I'm going to stand on now and build on for 2021. So I encourage everybody, because it was messy in 2020. It sort of still is for another few weeks. But I encourage you to really go back and find all that good, because that is our foundation to project us forward. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Cheryl, because yes, if you look for the good, you'll find it. I was sharing with a friend of mine that 2020 was one of my most prosperous years because of technology, and I know how to use technology. And so it opened up new entrepreneurial opportunities to me that I never would have thought of otherwise. So I met Jackie because I started teaching writing workshops online, right? I started hosting memorials for funeral homes online. I launched book parties and announcements for new authors online. So these were ideas that would not have occurred to me had we not been in this situation. So thank you for that reminder, Cheryl. So much good did come out of the
Horace and Vivian had their hand up.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
You muted yourself again.
Go ahead. This is going to be our last Sunday with the group. We will be traveling to Florida next Sunday and probably won't return until spring.
Well, I will Zoom in from Florida.
Thank you. That's what I was going to let you know. You all don't have to be absent anymore. Zoom in.
Anybody else want to share? We have a few more minutes. Brenna?
Just briefly, I'm not going to share my name, but a long time ago, early Unity here in Bowie, I think we were still having, Pat, I don't know whether you remember this, but I think it was still at Bowie High, but we had a white stone ceremony, and it was conducted by a man. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember. And instead of white stones, he passed out these little white tiles. So we all had a white stone to write on. And I remember, because every now and then when I'm decluttering, I run into my old white stone. I mean, we're talking at least 25 years ago. And I remember what I wrote on that stone. And it was the word ahead. And as luck would have it, that's the way my life has gone. It's moved ahead. So whether I wrote that word down or whether I just kept, you know, adhering to the Unity principles, I remember that very specifically. This is a really powerful exercise and a really important meditation. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. And what a way to start the first of the year.
You're so welcome. You're all.
April, Sherry has her hand up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't see everybody. Go for it, Sherry.
Hello, thank you, Michelle and April. Thank you all for this. It was really beautiful. I actually felt like I did not get a word, but I kept hearing something that I started during the pandemic, and it's a business called Self-Craft. I kept hearing that word, and then I was like, is that me or is that God? So I couldn't figure out if that was the word until I heard everyone talk. And I think that it is, and I think that it'll be moving forward in the new year. So I would really thank you all for that.
Thanks, Sherry. Anybody else?
Horace has his hand up again. And
Karen, James, you have to unmute.
Well, the last hand was for Vivian, but this one is for me, for Michelle. Thank you so very much. But my white stone that I've carried for years, we share the same word, faith.
Indeed. Well, you and I are connected anyway.
Yes, we are.
One mind.
Karen Cody.
Oh, yes. Hi. I couldn't be more surprised by my word. Thank you very much, Michelle. This is the first time I've ever done this. It was really fun.
Great.
And I'm quite surprised by my word, but it embodies a whole series of hopes and dreams, you know, that have to do with my physicality, my stand in the world, you know, stand up straighter and be more present in body and projected, all of that, but also develop my yoga practice from really, you know, I would like to be a yogi. I would like to be a yogi this year. You know, That means more than taking classes, right? It's a way of life.
Yes.
So.
Awesome.
Go figure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
So we're coming down to the home stretch. Any last burning thoughts?
Burning thoughts.
That's right. We already did the burning. Now we're doing the stone. Michelle, any closing thoughts from you?
I just want to wish everyone not only a great 2021, but just, you know, wonderful, wonderful lives, because I am just filled with the gifts of Advent, of hope and joy. Let's see, it's hope, joy, peace, and love. Yes, and so that's been on my mind ever since, you know, December when each Sunday started, and I've embraced those gifts. And so I'm moving into the new year with that. So I'm hope-filled. I know that I'm loved. And because of this knowingness, I experience unspeakable joy. And so that is my wish for all of you.
So thank you again, Michelle. I do not have a video of the our love song. So let's close with our prayer for protection today. And that will close out our time together. So, and I think we all know this one. Let's take a deep breath and affirm together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And as Faye always says for us, and that's the truth. All right, everyone, thank you very much. Have a blessed week, and thank you for participating in our new nature today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Blessed be.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Bon année.
Happy New Year.
Ah, ça peut être speech, ça peut être ici.
Non.
Tu penses pas que ça serait plus qu'un heure?
Cinq.
Oui.
C'est ça.
J'aime ça. C'est une belle église.
C'est
une sorte, oui, entendre des gens qui participent, c'est bien. Oh, man.
April's your trip.
Yeah, how's that?
I said, you're a trip.